This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Melanated Faith Podcast. We are so excited to be here with you all. And today we thought we would talk to you about a few of our favorite things, like what we're loving, some shops to keep in mind as you are preparing for this holiday season. Obviously, with the caveat that you are being mindful about your consumption, be creative with your gifts, no need to, you know, go in debt over some presents. Okay, so now that disclaimer has been made, we're going to talk to you about a few different brands we like and we enjoy. So, Catherine, maybe we could just like go back and forth sharing which ones that we're really enjoying right now.
Okay, so for mine, my top ones are primarily like beauty and self-care, just because I don't want to go nowhere this year. Because we're still in a panini. Yeah, so I was really into getting like beauty products. So the first thing I'm going to share is this is Kenlu. I don't know if you can see it. This is Naomi Osaka started a sunscreen line this year for melanated skin. The sunscreen I can go back and forth on, but this sort of hydrating golden mist. Guys, in the summer, I love this so much, especially if your skin gets irritated really easily, you know, you're trying out a product and your skin freaks out on you. That mist is so wonderful. Like, it doesn't burn. It has aloe vera in it. It has coconut. You can also spray it in the air. You can use it as like a room freshener. I haven't done that, but I'm like a big fan of this. I love it so much. I gave this to my brother who works outside in construction during the summer because he was getting sunburned a lot. And so it just in like, you know, and his skin will get irritated. And so he like, I've gotten him into using it. So I highly recommend. And it's super affordable. Like, you can get both the sunscreen and this. I want to say for both, it's like 40. Maybe this is like 20. So not like,
it's not bad at all.
Guys, I will just already preface this with to say that I'm a bougie skincare person. So so I feel like for me, $20, that might not be affordable for you. So I completely understand. But if your skin gets irritated a lot, and particularly in the summer months, if you're, and even in the winter, if your skin gets dry a lot, this is like a great little refreshener. And shout out to Naomi Osaka for creating a really great skin refreshener.
I love that. And I love that you're going to be sharing about beauty products. Let me just tell you, I am the cheapest cheap person when it comes to skincare. So I like skincare products. I absolutely do. And I will share about a brand that I've started. Not, I haven't started it, but that I've started using this year that I like. But I have not like truly invested a whole lot of money into beauty and skincare stuff. But there's a lot to be had, and there's just really a whole world that I'm continuously like learning about. And I got some eyelash serum because I put fake lashes on, and my, you know, my eyelashes are bald now, and so I need I needed some of that like serum, you know, to revive them. And I found one, and it was on a sale that my friend helped me get with Sephora. And I haven't started using it yet. But when I tell you that thing was like $68 and I said, what? My lashes better be thriving when I use this stuff, okay? So skincare, it's a whole world I'm still learning about, you know?
Yeah, no, I feel like it's hard because I mean, I feel like the older I get, I like have always been a makeup girl and I'm still a makeup girl, but I have found that it really, how well your makeup stays on your skin, stays on your face, like really skincare is like the whole game. And, you know, this is not a product to buy, but guys, drinking water, I used to get pretty regular facials and like, I can tell a huge difference when I'm on my correct water intake versus when I'm not, because like no moisturizer in the world can make up for being dehydrated. Let's just say that. And a lot of us are walking around dehydrated. And like, why isn't this moisturizer working? And it's that. So I'm like a big skincare girl, and I'm going to share something a little bit on the more expensive end later on. But to me, it's worth the investment. It keeps, and I feel like for Black women, it's like, oh, black doesn't crack. So we're like, oh, you know, whatever. But guys, sunscreen, I mean, like a basic skincare routine.
No, we can burn.
Yes,
you can burn
and you get dark spots. Like the big thing is like even not burning the dark spots without wearing sunscreen and being in the sun. So you need to be, you know, putting on sunscreen, wearing a hat. Basics, you need to have a, you know, cleanser, gentle cleanser. You need to try to like exfoliate twice a month, depending on your skin type. You need to have a toner, moisturizer, you know, sunscreen, and then you can kind of go up from there. But I mean, basic, and especially I'll say this because we're both in our 30s now. By the time you're 30, I mean, that is, you need to have like a routine and kind of know what products kind of work for you, because in your 30s is when it starts, things start changing.
Your body composition changes.
Even for Black women, things start to change. And so that, so I would say, I'm excited to share some of the ones I found this year. So what about you? What is your first product?
I am going to, well, since we're talking about like skincare and stuff, I started using Beauty Counter this year. And I'm going to be honest with you, I was a little skeptical about using it because I was like, I don't know, is it just for white people? Yeah, I said it. Anyway, so I decided to start trying some of their products because a friend sent me some. And I have to admit, it's actually really good. They had a really gentle cleanser that I've used mostly every day. I like just ran out. And a moisturizer that I really liked. There's a toner that I have I don't use often, if I'm being honest. I'll have to find the brand, but it is Black owned, so I will link it. And then they have the product that I enjoy the most from Beauty Counter, which is what I wanted to talk about, is their tinted moisturizer. For a gal like me that does not really wear makeup, the tinted moisturizer is like the perfect option because it adds like some, you know, coverage to my skin when I need it. And if I want some coverage underneath my eyes and everything, but it doesn't have like the heavy, like weighted feel of makeup. And even if the makeup's not heavy, because I'm not used to wearing it, it feels like I have a bunch on my face when I probably don't even. So the tinted moisturizer by Beauty Counter is amazing. And I've even like put on some more of my Black sisters to it, because I'm like, girl, if you don't want to wear a lot of makeup, this is for you. Yeah. So it's just been really like, I just have really enjoyed it. And it's made makeup very simple and easy for me if I need to put something on my face and I don't have time for the whole big routine. I'm wonderful. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. I'm a tinted moisturizer person because it's so hot in Texas and so humid in the summer. So I'm more likely to do tinted moisturizer in the summer. And I think also to like beach, like, I don't know, outdoor activities. It feels weird putting on, like, you want to have something on your face. But like, even I wear like a medium, light to medium coverage foundation most of the time. And even that, you know, in the summer in Texas. So I'm going to have to check that out. That sounds amazing. So my next skincare thing. Okay, so I'm going to blame this partially on our dear friend Sharifa. You guys, we've had Sharifa on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Sharifa sent me this fall. So Sephora has like those kind of like gift boxes you can buy people. And they have one now as part of kind of their commitment to like racial justice. They have committed to doing more where including Black owned brands when you go into the store in Sephora. So it's a lot easier to find. And they have a lot more online. Also, this is a side note. Oh, I should have brought this. Something, okay, I'm going to talk about skincare, but I just want to mention this. Fashion Fair is back, you guys. And I don't, you might be a little young to remember this, Faith, but back in the day, if you were a Black girl and you wanted to go into a store and buy makeup in a department store, the only thing you could buy for our skin tone was Fashion Fair. And it kind of went away. And then I was in Sephora the other day and I said, is that, oh my God. So I bought a Fashion Fair lipstick purely from nostalgia. The packaging is beautiful. Guys, fashion, I mean, they only have like foundation and then like lipsticks and like lip liner right now. So I'm hoping they'll like expand and bring back the full brand. But Fashion Fair, guys, it is still the quality you remember, your mom, your aunties, Let them know that it's back and it's in Sephora. Okay, but what I was going to say is Sharifa bought me a gift box of Black-owned beauty brands in Sephora. It was like a sample. And I discovered so many, like, stuff I didn't know. One, I didn't know some stuff was Black-owned, but I also just, like, products I just would never have tried. And one of them, because I have very sensitive skin, guys, is, I think it's Shani Darden. This is the trial size, but I bought the full size. Okay, so retinol is another thing I've added to my skincare routine. It helps with, like, fine lines and dark spots and that kind of thing. And I put it on at night. You can wear it during the daytime, but if I'm going to be in the sun, I don't do retinol during the daytime, usually at night. Going to say the full size is $88. And that is, for me, steep. I know skincare goes more expensive. I usually stay in the $40 to $60 range in terms of stuff I buy. So this is outside of my normal price range, but again, I have have very sensitive skin. It's very hard for me to find a retinol that does not cause my skin to freak out. Shani Darden is an esthetician in LA, a celebrity esthetician. I think Kelly Rowland, and you guys know how Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
Her skin, black queen. So Sharifa helped me discover this brand. Shout out to Sharifa. Shout out to Shani for creating a beautiful retinol that is great for sensitive skin. And I have seen a huge difference in terms of dark spots. And like, even, it's so weird. Like, sometimes expensive skincare, you're like, is this really working? I'm just paying. I will say with Shani Darden, like, I can put it on at night and wake up the next morning and instantly, like, it'll smooth out. Like, sometimes I get, like, little bumps around my, like, chin area, and it'll smooth that stuff out. And so I'm a big fan. I know it's steep. I will say, you know, save your coins. Or Sephora now has, like, where you can pay in installments over, you know, several weeks if that's steep for you. But I'm a big fan. If you're into skincare and you need a retinol and you have sensitive skin, this is the best one I found. Everything else, even like Sunday Riley, it all breaks me out. I feel like I'm kind of, if I want to have a retinol, I'm paying for this. I'm paying for this.
I mean, that's real. You get what you pay for, and there's some things that it's just worth paying for the quality of like what you want to get.
And I always think of it as like, okay, I use it every night, so it's like over the course of, you know, 3 months, that brings the price down significantly. But yeah, so I would say, you know, the Black Beauty Sampler at Sephora is also a really great holiday gift. It's a great way to find new products and like sample and support Black-owned beauty brands. And shout out to Sephora for offering that.
Yeah, I think that's really amazing to do. Also, just to like highlight that there's so many Black-owned skincare brands that are out there. My next one that I want to talk about is Pack Elephant. It is a company, like a gift-giving company that's Black-owned, and they help curate gift boxes. And a lot of the, I think actually all of them are Black-owned companies that they work with and that they help, you know, curate these gift boxes. So you can go on their website, you can see the variety of the different boxes that they have, that they've pre-curated. And then you can also like build your own box for a friend, you know, and they can have it as a gift. So it's something, the company is based out of Michigan. A friend of mine who lives there actually sent me a gift box from Pack Elephant, and it's so nicely like done. All the products are nice, explaining everything, all the different, you know, business owners and what you're getting. And that's actually where I got the toner I was just telling you about. So it was just really cool to be able to see a gift giving business, a subscription box, similar to the subscription box model that's Black owned, because there's so many different subscription boxes and there's not a ton of them that are actually Black owned businesses that are doing business in that way. So I really, really enjoyed getting that box from Pack Elephant. And if you're thinking, how can I get a gift for somebody? What are some ways to like support Black businesses? Pack Elephant makes it really easy for you to do that by just getting one of their boxes or making one of your own.
Yeah, I think that's great. It's a great way to find new brands. And I will say e-commerce has changed a lot for Black-owned businesses. And I would say there's a proliferation of things that, so I feel like those kinds of subscription services help discover new products and, you know, open the door for you to find things that you wouldn't otherwise find. So I love that. That's great. Okay.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So my next two things are not beauty products. I'm going to come back to beauty. But I wanted to say two of my favorite books that I read this year and recommend them as like gifts for people. And I just think are fabulous. The first one is by an author named Clint Smith, and it's called How the Word is Passed. And it just is such a brilliant, it's sort of historical, but it's really about storytelling and narrative and how the ways in which we tell stories matter kind of long term. Clint goes to these kind of significant sites that have some connection to sort of our racial history in this country. He goes to Monticello. He goes to like Angola and some other places. And he tells these really beautiful stories and like of narrative of how we tell these stories. So it's not so much a straight up history book, so much of it's like why this matters and why we tell stories the way that we tell them. And it's really beautifully written. He's a poet. He's also written a couple books of poetry. So the language is beautiful. Highly recommend. And then the other book I wanted to recommend is I read this year as part of like my Juneteenth celebration, Annette Gordon Reed, who was actually from Texas, which I never realized, is a historian at Harvard, wrote a book called On Juneteenth, a series of essays about Juneteenth. And they're phenomenal. Like some of them are, one of my favorites is like her recollection of growing up and celebrating Juneteenth. She's from like right outside of Houston. There's a great story about Texas history. So for those of you guys that don't know and your states are not, what does she always say? Brimming with pride. I don't know. Who are not overly zealous about state propaganda. So in Texas, you take Texas history twice. You take it like in fourth grade and then you take it again in seventh grade. And so we know a lot, you know, but from reading this book by Annette Gordon Reed, I realized that the way in which we teach Texas history is very like limited. And she writes this essay about actually the first Black person to come, African person to come to Texas. And I'd never heard his name. I'd never heard the story before and how he was such like a valuable guide to the men, the European men that settled in Texas, because he could apparently, it sounds like he was like, what are the, I can't think of the word. I think a polyglot. I don't know. That might not be the right word. But a person who learns languages really easily. So he was the primary person that could communicate with all the like Native American tribes. Really great book. If you have a book reader in your family, someone who kind of like history and storytelling, I would highly recommend both those books.
Very good. I've heard a lot about Clint Smith's book. I have not read it, but I want to. I've seen a lot of like buzz about it and people talking about it.
I feel like I really want to go to the Whitney Plantation. So one of the places he goes to visit Monticello and talks about how they talk about the story of slavery and Sally Hemings. And it was really fascinating because he talks to the people. What I loved about the book is he talks to the people like the curators and the people that lead the tour. But he also just talks to like regular people that happened to be on his tour while he was doing it to kind of get their impressions, which I thought was really interesting. So there's a huge contrast in the way they talk about slavery at Monticello, because the Whitney is run by a Black curator. It's about centers the enslaved enslaved experience. But what I learned from Clint's book is that the primary funder of the Whitney Foundation Plantation that kind of gave all this money to turn it into the amazing sort of memorial that it is now is an older white gentleman. And so Clint has a very interesting conversation with him about the work and about other and with other sort of Black historians. And it was really it was really fascinating. So I highly recommend How the Word is Passed.
I definitely want to go to the Whitney Plantation because I can't remember the name of the plantation I went to. But the one we were together at.
We went to that one. Yes. I don't remember.
Terrible.
It was in South Carolina outside of
Charleston.
Yeah. Yeah. It's if you want to look it up, it's where Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively got married, which at the Whitney Plantation, people cannot get married there. You can't have any. It's not an event space. It is a memorial.
Yes. So I was like, the oppression is in the air. I can feel it.
I will say that experience was just like, we were like, it was us and like one other black family. And I feel like at one point in the tour, we like looked at them and the husband was like, yeah, they were like, okay. So we were like, okay, I think this
is time for us to go.
This is our cue to exit.
We shouldn't even be here right now, actually.
Yeah, I was like, clearly this is not a space for us.
Yeah, so that experience, yeah, I had a different perspective after that, even more so. But the next company I want to recommend is Origin Bees. It is a doll toy company that is Black owned. I got my niece a really cute baby doll from them. They're really creative and like high quality dolls. They're so beautiful. I will have our team post a picture so you can see the doll, but she's absolutely beautiful. The hair, the African print outfit, I mean, stellar. So if you're looking for, and they have different shades and colors of baby dolls, which I really thought was really great. And so if you're looking for a doll to give, you know, a child, this is an option. I will say that they're not cheap, but they're not super expensive. So keep that in mind. But supporting a Black-owned business, especially a toy company, was really important to me. And apparently, I believe like their daughter, who was like 7 or 8 at the time, was like the one who wanted to do it and have a doll that like looked like her because of what she was experiencing in school. And so she's really like the inspiration, I think, even in some ways slash creator of this company. So that's pretty cool too. So anyways, go support Black owned business. And if you're looking for a cute little doll, then definitely check out their site. They have more than that, but the dolls are adorable.
So fun. Okay. So then my other sort of favorite thing that I got this year, okay, two things. This is like clothing and apparel. So I come from a family of sneakerheads. My brother and sister are like obsessed, have ridiculous collections. And I just have never kind of been into it. But for this year, they sort of convinced me that I would want a pair of Jordans. Now, I know Nike, not the best corporation. We have some concerns about Michael Jordan. But my sister convinced me to buy this really stunning pair of Jordans. They're like, and they're so my personality, because I'm like, I don't play basketball, like I just, it's just never been me, like I'm the super girly one in our family. And they're like gold, they're like shiny and black, and they're really fun. And so I mean, I don't know that anybody wants to buy that as a gift, but if we're talking about the favorite things that we bought this year, my Jordans are one of my favorite things that I bought this year, and I don't regret it. I don't regret it. My mom was like, where are you going to wear those? Because I'm like so girly. I like wear dresses so much, but Jordans look good with dresses.
Yeah.
And if you buy like, I mean, they're gold and black, so, you know, I can wear them with a lot of things. And then the other thing is actually something my mom got me. So I had been in the market for like a professional purse slash crossbody slash handbag that I could carry my laptop and stuff in and like my iPad, and it wouldn't look like a college student as much as I love a backpack. And my mom got me this really great bag from Madewell. I think you say it's Madewell. Leather. It comes with like multiple straps, so I can wear it crossbody. I can wear it like it's a regular purse, and it just is a great, I mean, it's humongous, and I can just throw a bunch of stuff in it, be gone for the whole day. And I love it. And I'll link in the show notes the one my mom bought me, but they have a lot of really great products, leather products. I have another purse I have my eye on. But yeah, it was a really great gift because I can just throw things, a ton of things in it and go. And it's like the perfect size for my laptop and my iPad and like my wallet and stuff. And so like when I'm going to like speaking events, I don't have to carry multiple bags
anymore. It is definitely a gift when you can find one bag that can handle like everything that you need. So shout out to Madewell. I actually am going to talk about a bag that I love and really a company. Yay. That's what I am. I'm a bag gal. Okay. Bags, suitcases, you name it. However I can have it, that's my thing. I have so many bags, so many purses. It's just always been a thing, purses and shoes. So I really love Parker Clay. I have like 3 different things from them. I have a leather backpack from them, a bucket bag, and a cross body. Like you could wear it on your waist. Sometimes I wear it like across my chest bag. And I love the quality of the leather, the endurance of it. I have put like leather protectant and stuff on my bags, but all in all, like really great quality. The leather, of course, loosens as you use your bags more. And I just love that you're also supporting artisans internationally. So anyways, really love the bags. Great quality. I have zero complaints. I have bought bags before where I feel like the quality isn't as great, where I can't fit as much as I would like to fit into the bag. And all the bags, even if like from the forward facing, you might think, oh, it's not going to fit very much. They've all fit like more than I expected them to. So that has been like one of my favorites about the products, because I can like actually put a bunch of different stuff in there. I do overstuff my bags. That's another, we can talk about that later. But I really enjoy the products.
But see, that's good since you know that about yourself. That, yeah, it's good that you know that about yourself, because then you can get bags that contort themselves or good for overstuffing.
You know?
So like, there you go. Good quality. That's great. I love it. Okay, I'm a candle junkie. I love candles. I love to walk in a room and have it smell good. So my other Black-owned, these are also available at Sephora. You can also buy them online. I'm going to recommend the Forever Mood candles by Jackie Ina, who is a YouTuber, content creator. Started off as a beauty girl and has kind of moved into like the luxury arena, just like self-care. We love, you know, to support Black women treating themselves well. And her candles are, like I said, available at Sephora. You can also buy them online. And I bought like the like fall kind of line, and my favorite one was like Sweater Weather. They really have a really good throw, which is like how well they fill up a room, the way they burn down. It lasted a really long time. I was surprised because like the full size is not that huge of a candle, and I was like, oh, this is gonna go quick. But I'm supporting Jackie because I love her and I consume a lot of her YouTube videos. Like, Jackie has taught me how to avoid maskne and how to do makeup when you wear masks so that it stays on your face and doesn't come off in your mask. And I just was like, oh, I'm just gonna support her. But they're actually really good candles, really great quality. It lasted a really long time and I really enjoyed them. And so if you want to try out the scents before you commit, usually they have them in store in Sephora. But yeah, I love the candles. So I really shout out to Jackie and I highly recommend the candles.
Yes. Okay. So I only have two things left. I'm just going to do them in like one full sweep. One is our friend over at Ana Luisa sent us some jewelry. And I have to say that I have absolutely loved the necklaces. I'm wearing one right now. And just the quality of them, A++. Really love, like, very.
I got some earrings and I wear them so much, and again, I have very sensitive skin. It's very hard for me like to wear a lot of costume jewelry or things like that, and I've had zero irritation in my ears. They're super lightweight. I think I mentioned this when I talked about it on another episode of the podcast. I love that it's like a green company, that they're like committed to tackling climate change and sort of ethical practices and how they make the jewelry. It's super affordable.
Yeah, really affordable.
Like, it's not super expensive. So if you have a friend that is really into like jewelry, I would highly recommend Ana Luisa. I love them. I was so happy they reached out to us. I really, really believe in their product, and we'll probably be ordering a lot more from them. Just
for
because,
sure,
like I said, it's hard for me to find things.
Absolutely love their jewelry.
Yeah,
that's the other thing that I love is jewelry. I don't have my earrings on today because, you know, the day is just over now in my mind. But typically I love to have like big hoops, big earrings, lots of different jewelry, and they're definitely killing it with the jewelry game. So that's them. And I also love this brand called A Perfect Shirt. I've worn some of their stuff before, but they are the ones that I got this hoodie that says keep the seat I want the whole table from. And they just do like a lot of great like black love self-empowerment sayings. And I really enjoy their products. So those are some of my faves that I've gotten this year and like absolutely loved.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. Okay, so my last thing is also a jewelry. We talked about Ana Luisa. I love, I'm really into shopping local and like small businesses. So I've been on a clay earring kick. I love clay earrings because they're not super heavy, but you can do really creative things with them. And My last pick is Abby B. Made clay earrings. I bought a ton of clay earrings from Abby this year. I will link her in, we'll link her in the show notes and some of my favorite pairs, and so you can check them out. I also love that Abby supports Abide Women's Services, which I talked about on a previous episode. So go check them out.
Thank you all for listening to the Melanated Faith podcast. We hope that you enjoyed this episode and learning about some of our favorite brands. Also, we hope that you'll continue to support Black-owned businesses throughout this holiday season and shop small. If you love what you're hearing on the Melanated Faith podcast, please share our work with a friend and also rate and review us on Apple Podcast. We're hoping to get to 200 reviews and we can't do it without you. Also, if you really want to invest in our work, join us on Patreon. We are recapping the Insecure season 5 episode by episode so you can catch up with all that we're talking about and keep up with the shenanigans over on Patreon. We love talking about Insecure and we know that you would love the show too if you want to watch it. Thanks again for joining us and we will see you all next time.